Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
If it were the best shot, why don't you hear me with your best shot? Hear me with your best shot.
In the final few minutes of Issues Etc., we're going to listen to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. That's a line we leave open 24/7 for not only our beloved on-demand listeners, but for all our listeners. 618-223-8382. You can leave any kind of question, comment, join the conversation, show suggestion or criticism. 618-223-8382. Let's begin with some feedback from our recent interview with Michael Ware, Director of Faith Outreach for President Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. Michael gave us an inside look at faith and politics in the Obama White House.
I just wanted to say that I think it should be stated that it's very unfortunate that people are turned away from God because of the statements that people make when they twist the words of the Bible to fit their specific needs. They preach things that are not taught in the Bible and scare off good people, sinners, good people. Things when I hear on the radio tonight about Obama being a Christian but not being good because of his pro-choice and homosexuality stances. Yet I see no evidence of any literature that in the Bible that you stated that says that these things are against biblical teachings. Jesus taught forgiveness. He taught us we're all sinners. And if you judge them, these people as practicing homosexuality as a sin, then I ask you, confess your sins. And I say, are your sins better than their sins? They should have the right to be what they want to be. And if they can atone and be right with God, who are you to judge on what these people should be doing, and you to malign our president, now ex-president, for your own personal views? So please, state the literature without giving your opinions to things and turning people away from God and scaring from God from what he actually teaches, or Jesus teaches forgiveness. You are teaching hate and spreading the word of hate. Please stop.
So, well, first of all, I guess I'd say that in our conversation with Michael Ware, I don't think we ever questioned President Obama's Christian faith. In fact, I believe we rather strongly assumed it. And while both I and Michael Ware, I would probably disagree with President Obama on his stance toward same-sex marriage and stuff like that, we were not in the, while we were offering criticism there, rather mild criticism, I should say. We were mostly looking for, you know, how those things impacted the policies of the White House and how those stories unfolded during the Obama administration. So that was not really the point of the conversation. As for whether or not the Bible condemns homosexuality as a sin, along with all the other sins of which we are guilty, there's no doubt about it. You need to go no farther than St. Paul himself in 1 Corinthians 6:9, where he specifically mentions homosexuality, the practice of homosexuality, as a sin, not a sin greater than any other sin, by the way, because he listed along with other sexual immoralities, idolatry, adultery. And then in 1 Timothy 1:10, he does the same thing, talking about sexual immorality. Men who practice homosexuality, there's no doubt about it. He just comes out and says it. And then he says slaveholders, liars, perjurers, and he says whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. So in bringing up the issues of homosexuality with respect to the Obama administration, we're trying to single out homosexuality as a sin greater than others, but simply point out that the professing Christian President Obama runs contrary to the clear teaching of Scripture on this and tried to suss out why his policies developed the way they do, or in his case, evolved the way they did. So let's make it very clear. Homosexuality is a sin no greater than any other. The sins that I commit, although I am heterosexual, are as great as the sin of homosexuality, and you do rightly point out, as much in need of forgiveness from Christ but it is the same Christ who inspired St. Paul to list among the sins that are contrary to God's word, yes, indeed, homosexuality.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I just wanted to call about tonight's broadcast by Pastor Fina. I think it's, quite frankly, slanderous. As a Christian man, I avoid pornography scrupulously, and I've lost a lot of girlfriends because I wouldn't sleep with them. And I think it's a very unfair characterization. And given that you guys think that we are nothing but a bunch of perverts and horny toads, I'm not going to church anymore. I've had it with a God who kicks us in the ass and sends us down the road and feels that we're second-class citizens based on some character that this guy dreamed up. Goodbye and good riddance.
Well, first of all, I don't think Pastor Feeney was trying to characterize all men as addicted to pornography or as adulterers, but certainly is a problem. Now, the very fact that you will remind us that you have not done these things sets you apart from most men. But let me be very clear with you. That doesn't mean you don't need to go to church. Or because you disagree with something you heard on the radio from a Christian pastor is the worst reason to stay away from church. You know what you're doing when you're staying away from church? You are staying away from the forgiveness of sins. Now, if you don't need that, then I guess you really don't need church. But if you're staying away from church for any reason, and there's no good reason to do so, you are cutting yourself off from the forgiveness of sins. Pornography may not be your sin. Sleeping with women may not be your sin. But you do have sins, don't you? And that means you need the forgiveness that can only be found in the Word of Christ and in His sacraments at church. That's why people go to church. They don't go to church to demonstrate that they're better than everybody else. They go to church because they know they're not. They go to church because they know acutely that they need the forgiveness of sins that only Christ, who is there in His Word and sacraments, can give and does give. So, in spite of what you heard or think you might have heard here on the program, go back to church. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.